You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
In chapter 11, the passage directly before today's reading, the author gives example after example of the heroes of the Old Testament stories, persevering in faith to do what God had called them to do, even when they did not see the results they expected. He now begins a section where this same set of heroes becomes a crowd in heaven cheering us on as we run the race of faith. Read from chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every sin and weight which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. The imagery is of a running race that is in or ends in a stadium. We can imagine the spectators, the witnesses cheering us on, and in that watching of us, calling us to be accountable to how we run the race that once they ran, but without the knowledge of Christ. It's an image that's supposed to encourage us to keep going, and we're told to persevere in the race we're on. But the imagery is not of a short race, but of one that goes on through all of life. So we need to run the race well, not carelessly or with inadequate preparation. And the primary preparation we're called to is not holding on to worthy things, what it calls here the sin that clings so closely, but rather like extra clothes in a race, to strip them off, that we might run all the better and with more focus. When we're in the race, we're told to look not so much at the crowd of witnesses whose stories we've learnt about in chapter 11, but to Jesus himself. But it is not so that he might pull us out of the race with all its difficulties, but that we might be encouraged by his example of suffering to endure the suffering that running in the Christian life race brings. And why do we suffer? In verses that follow, the author does not beat about the bush in giving us an answer, and he concludes in verses 6 and 7 with, "For the Lord disciplines him whom he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. It is that we might, as sons and daughters, be disciplined in experiencing hardship and by responding well grow in faith. Faith is rarely tested in times of ease and success. Rather, it's tested in times of difficulty and failure. Some years ago, I made a major change in my work and took on a set of responsibilities which I was not particularly trained for, nor were they a good set of jobs for me at that time of my life. Up until that point, I had always found my work motivating and interesting, and now all of a sudden, I did not understand why I was doing the work I was doing, nor could I find much satisfaction in it. And I would wake up every morning with little desire to get up to work or even to get up at all. Never experienced this before. This depression, for it was a sort of depression, lasted 8 months, and then one morning I woke up and found that the blackness had lifted, even while the circumstances remained the same. It was a difficult period, and yet with hindsight I can say that I would not have gone through that period, because in it I was humbled, and as a result I cried out to the Lord for his consolation. Though the circumstances did not fundamentally change, I found him there at my side in my difficulty, and my faith grew."
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.